This week on Into the Podverse. Despite challenges, the audio industry in Africa is experiencing growth and innovation, with several upcoming events aimed at promoting audio content creation, production, and distribution. We see the rise of African podcasters like former radio host Kalichi Mumo, who is using her platform to spread God's message of love and connection. We also share that the creators of the podcast Everyday People have rebranded their show to better reflect their new focus on contemporary African issues. Rich Dad Poor Dad author Robert Kiyosaki warns the world about the worsening global financial crisis and plans to release an emergency podcast addressing the issue. And we look at a recent survey by the podcasting platform Acast highlighting the skepticism of listeners towards the use of AI tools in the podcast creation process. Before we jump into today's episode, let me give a quick shout out to my supporter, The Cool Tea Shop. If you're looking for high-quality, comfortable t-shirts with unique designs, then The Cool Tea Shop is the perfect choice for you. If you want to check out their selections, head over to their website, thecoolteashop.com. Now let's get into the show. The African audio industry is on the rise, with a flurry of events and activities scheduled to take place in the coming weeks. According to the latest newsletter from the African Podcast and Voice Association, APVA, the region is seeing a surge in audio content creation, production, and distribution, with a growing number of professionals and enthusiasts joining the fold. The newsletter highlights several upcoming events that are sure to pique the interest of anyone interested in the audio industry. Among them is a thought-provoking discussion on future trends in podcasting, where experts will share insights on the latest developments in this rapidly evolving field. Former radio queen Kalichi Mumo has found a new calling as a podcaster, inspiring her listeners to build relationships based on God's teachings. After leaving her role as a presenter in 2016, Mumo started her show Conversations with Kalichi, where she talks about her own experiences in love and dating and encourages her listeners to do the same. In a bold move, the creators of the podcast Everyday People Show have announced a rebranding of their show. The podcast will now be known as Diaries of Contemporary Africans. This change reflects the show's new vision and objective, which has evolved over time. The creators say the decision to rebrand was not an easy one, naturally, but it was necessary for the show's growth and evolution. They believe that the new name better reflects the show's focus and will help attract new listeners who are interested in contemporary African issues. Renowned author Robert Kiyosaki has warned that the ongoing global financial crisis is getting worse, and he's announced plans to release an emergency podcast addressing the issue. Kiyosaki has expressed his belief that the banking industry is collapsing, with several major banks going bankrupt in quick succession. Recent reports suggest that Silvergate Bank, Silicon Valley Bank, SVB, and Signature Bank, all of which have had dealings with crypto exchanges and stablecoin issuers, are among the latest casualties. According to a recent survey by podcasting platform Acast, listeners are more skeptical of using AI tools in the podcast creation process than podcast creators themselves. The survey included 50 podcast creators and 300 listeners and found that podcast creators feel more comfortable with using AI tools like ChatGPT to create their podcasts, whereas listeners express more hesitation and concerns. The survey results show that a significant majority of creators, 74%, believe that using AI will make the quality of the podcast content much better. However, only 20% of listeners share the same opinion, with many expressing concerns that using AI could even worsen the quality of content. Additionally, 15% of listeners consider using AI to create podcasts as unethical, whereas no creators felt this way. The majority of podcast creators surveyed, 84% of them, think that since AI tools like ChatGPT are publicly available, they should be able to use them in any way that they want. However, only 36% of listeners agreed with this perspective. The study also found that 49% of listeners thought using these tools was only ethical if podcasters were using them to help with idea generation. While the study brings interesting results, some experts highlight the need for a broader discussion on the ethics of using AI tools in the podcasting process. Some suggest that allowing AI tools to handle the uncreative, laborious tasks of creating show notes, transcriptions, or guest bios could give podcasters the space they need to improve their podcasts. I'm of the school of thought too. The survey results also suggest that listeners are unlikely to accept a load of robot-generated content anytime soon. According to Acast's podcast planner tool, 68% of aspiring and early-stage podcasters say their unique solution is their unique personal angle, something that cannot be replaced with AI. Additionally, 63% view podcasting success as being able to help, support, and motivate their listeners, which is unlikely to be possible through AI-generated content. As AI technology continues to advance rapidly, it is crucial for podcast creators to carefully consider their use of AI tools in the creative process and ensure that they maintain the unique personal touch that sets them apart from AI-generated content. The National Basketball Association, NBA, in the U.S. has announced a new partnership with iHeartMedia, a leading podcast publisher, but you knew that, to create original podcasts for NBA teams. The partnership aims to expand the NBA's presence in the podcast industry and better connect with its audience through storytelling. As part of the partnership, six NBA teams, including the Boston Celtics, Brooklyn Nets, Charlotte Hornets, Cleveland Cavaliers, New Orleans Pelicans, and San Antonio Spurs, will have their own original podcasts. The Brooklyn Nets have already launched a podcast and are looking to expand their presence through this partnership. According to representatives from the NBA, the partnership with iHeartMedia will help the league connect with its audience by strengthening its storytelling aspect. The NBA aims to create engaging and informative content for its fans through these podcasts. iHeartMedia is the number one podcast publisher globally, according to Podtrac, and this partnership is expected to benefit both organizations. The NBA hopes to reach new audiences through iHeartMedia's extensive network, while iHeartMedia will have the opportunity to produce more sports-related content. YouTube's recent announcement that podcasters can now create and measure their performance on the platform presents a significant opportunity for African podcasters. They can take advantage of YouTube's algorithm and SEO to increase their visibility, expand their reach beyond podcast listeners through features like standalone videos and shorts, and tap into the growing market of music and podcast listeners on YouTube Music. This move could potentially change the way we consume and discover new podcasts, making it an exciting time for African podcasters to grow their brand and reach a wider audience. As an African podcaster, how do you plan to take advantage of YouTube's new podcast features to increase your visibility and reach a wider audience? And with YouTube Music now offering podcasts, how do you plan to tap into the growing market of music and podcast listeners and potentially grow your brand beyond just podcast listeners? Let me know.
I'm pretty sure it's Techzilla.
In this episode, we explore the latest developments in the African audio industry, including upcoming events and inspiring stories of podcasters spreading positive messages. We also heard about the renowned author Robert Kiyosaki preparing a podcast to warn of the worsening financial crisis, and the use of AI in podcasting, with listeners expressing more skepticism than creators. As the audio industry continues to evolve and expand, it's important for creators to stay attuned to the needs and preferences of their listeners while also embracing new technologies and opportunities. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving a review on your favorite podcast platform. Thank you for listening to Into the Podverse. My name's Tony Doe.